The city of Champaign has received more than $25 million in COVID-19 relief funds since the start of the pandemic. Nearly $4 million is going toward the creation of a new homeless shelter. But as these funds are used up, city officials are asking what else can be done to address homelessness in Champaign-Urbana. Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
It's around 11 a.m. on a sunny November morning. At the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen near downtown Champaign, some volunteers have been here since 7:30 a.m. making bag lunches for guests. People from around the community who struggle with food insecurity and sometimes homelessness. According to Champaign County's Continuum of Service Providers to the Homeless, 137 people in Champaign County were identified as homeless this year. This number is down from 148 in 2021. A few guests are already waiting outside the kitchen to receive their meals. One local homeless man, Damon Reeves, is here to pick up his lunch. He's been homeless for about 2 years. Reeves used to stay at CU at Home. That's an existing homeless shelter. But he stopped going after it began drug testing its guests. Now, he sleeps in a garage at a local restaurant. Reeves says his life has become more difficult ever since CU at Home stopped letting him in because of his drug use. Champaign officials say they hope to solve this problem with a new homeless shelter. The shelter, which they're calling Strides, will allow people to sleep in its beds regardless of whether they're sober. They say they don't want to exclude people who deal with substance abuse or mental health problems. But they say they know the addition of Strides won't be enough to stop housing insecurity. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the city of Champaign has spent more than $7 million on rent assistance and homelessness. That number comes from Jennifer Carlson, Champaign's neighborhood programs manager. Carlson says most of this money came from COVID-19 relief funds, which the city has used to help pay for rent and other housing needs. But she says she knows the money won't last forever.
We can develop great resources and support services for homelessness where we get people to a point where they move into permanent housing. But the long-term support needs, might still be there.
Champaign Township Deputy Supervisor Bailey Van Antwerp says pandemic relief money let the township broaden its emergency aid program so it could help people pay their water and electric bills. The township ran out of this additional funding over the summer. Without it, Van Antwerp says the township can't help as much.
Now it's to keep your housing, because during COVID there was no evictions allowed for non-payment of rent.
Eric Lovell is an assistant professor at the University of Illinois Urbana campus who studies homelessness in Chicago. He says homeless shelters are often a band-aid fix for a gushing wound.
If we allow housing prices to skyrocket as they are doing, which has only gotten worse in the pandemic, and if we do not proactively increase minimum wages to keep up with it, then we're going to see homelessness for the rest of our lives.
After multiple delays, shelter organizers say they hope to have their new facility open by December 12th. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.